mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, already into hour number three, we've got David Icke on with us. DavidIcke.com is the website. And, of course, my websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And all these callers, we're going to get to you. Who knows? If David Icke wants to talk about electronic voting machine fraud, well, Bev Harris would keep him on for that. It's always interesting to have him on, and he's a very intelligent person. I think what's important is he gets us all to think. And shifting out of just not thinking and watching television and drinking a six-pack of beer and going to church and hearing how good George Bush is, or going to the Democratic meeting and hearing how good John Kerry is. I mean, I agree with him about Skull and Bones and about 9/11 and about Bohemian Grove. And, you know, a lot of what David says I check out and turns out to be true. And, you know, he obviously uses some of my research. But we do get focused in on the, I'd say, 5% of what David said that a lot of our listeners vehemently disagree with, and I do as well. Of course, you know, the nature of matter is that, you know, there's giant spaces in it. And David says, well, you know, there's that wall in front of you in the studio, and it's not really there. But at my level of physical manifestation, molecular level, you know, on the dimensional spectrum, if you want to get into quantum mechanics, that my structure, my atom structure, is similar to that of the wall, and that is a wall that's there for me. So, you know, just throwing out some comments about quantum mechanics, you know, is, you know, sounds very authoritative, but I mean, what does it mean? I could, you know, just say, well, I'll tell you my argument's sound because ham sandwich. We're about to go to your calls. I'm not trying to be mean, David. I'm trying to, some of the things you're saying, again, I only have my limited spectrum of consciousness, and I am able to wake people up off of facts and real things in this plane of existence, and then you go off into this other plane of existence where you can't demonstrate it for me, and demonstrating things is the basis of science. Go ahead.
Well, I don't care if you are being mean, Alex. It doesn't matter to me. Be how you like. You know, I'm just giving you what I think, and take it or leave it. Don't matter to me. Think something else. But, you know, I mean, you say you can't prove it. Well, the wall is made of atoms, and atoms are fricking empty. Now, what you're doing is constructing, and I'm doing the same with this wall in front of me now, is we're constructing a reality in our minds, a collective reality. Now, as quantum physics has also said, atoms or particles within the atoms, they take two forms. They take a wave form, which is non-physical, and they take a particle form, which appears to our minds to be physical. And the only time that the waveform becomes a particle is when we're looking at it, when we're observing it. So what I'm saying is, you said something very correct earlier about what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to get people to believe anything. I don't care what people believe, as long as it's what they believe and not what someone else has imposed externally upon them to believe. I'm trying to get people to see that there are other possibilities. Once people realize that, the possibility that's being sold to them from cradle to grave through the education system, he said, laughing, through the media and all these other sources, suddenly loses its power. What the Illuminati want is for us to believe in one basic possibility, because then we will live within the reality, the belief that they've sold to us. Once you start to realize, hey, there's other possibilities, not just this one, then the power of the imposed possibility starts to break up.
Okay, we got a break again. We got a break again. Long segment coming up. We'll have time to get to calls, folks. But I will say this. It's like, I don't agree with everything you're saying. I don't agree with everything that Michael Moore is saying, but his film is really helping us. I know he's helping me, because he's opening people's eyes, at least to the fact that they're being lied to. Now, as they dig deeper, they'll see a bigger part of the picture. So we'll be back with David Icke, and we'll go to Mike and Rick and Tim and Anthony and Sean and others. Everybody, stay there. Go to your calls quickly on the other side, then I'll get into some news articles and get David Icke's take on that. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and 2 big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone Air Purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone Air Purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone Air Purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll tell you what's concrete, my friends. The government is running a scam with your votes, with the elections. And Bev Harris will be joining us here in about 25 minutes. We're going to take a bunch of calls for David Icke. But David, just going back into what we started the interview with, something we agree on.
Yeah, it seems a long time ago. We've been a few places since, Alex, haven't we?
We have, but U.S. mulling how to delay or cancel November vote in case of attack. We've got Ridge in front of camera feeds. Oh, Big Brother, it'll keep you safe, saying, you know, we may have to suspend the election. Martial law might be needed. This is openly being discussed. I mean, how much more in your face, folks, does it need to get? Then you look at the evidence of who's behind Al-Qaeda and who's behind 9/11. That is totally provable, not debatable. Where do you see this going, David?
Well, obviously, 9/11, like Oklahoma, as I think you mentioned earlier, is not it. It's the stage on the road to it. And there are more stages on that road to come because they have a time scale which is, you know, not a million years from now, and they have to push this on if they're going to get it into place. One of the key things they need to get into place, and is in so many ways the jewel in their crown, is the microchip. And I understand, it's been a few weeks in America, they now have chipmobiles going around chipping people.
Yeah, they have. That's the AP. They have chipmobiles, and they're going to sell it as a fad to the young people. Rebel against your parents. Get it?
Yeah.
David, they are now moving to put it in special forces. They're now all over the children's publications and TV shows promoting it. Why do they want that chip so bad?
Well, interestingly, back in 1997, I was asked through a third party to meet a guy who was a scientist with the CIA, who joined the CIA genuinely thinking he was serving his country in his early 20s. He was a genius in the area of magnetics and various other cutting-edge technology. And he asked to meet me to try to get out what was going on, because he couldn't, for reasons that became very rapidly clear. He was telling me that when he rebelled against what he realized he was being asked to do, which was to use his genius to advance his agenda, which he very soon realized existed, he left home one day refusing to work anymore, and he has missing time. He then remembers waking up on a medical-type bench in a room. And when he got his faculties back, he felt something on his chest. And as he was telling me this story, he was opening his shirt. And on his chest was this, I can only describe it as a see-through plastic shampoo sachet with an orangey golden liquid in it. And apparently he was saying in the CIA they call these patches. And what they do is manipulate people like him who are rebelling. Scientists whose knowledge and ability they need to have their bodies to need the drug in the patch to survive. And if the body doesn't get this drug, then they start to die, and it's a long and painful death.
Well, that's actually an old program used hundreds of years ago where they put a poison into you where only they know the secret antidote. You've got to serve them or you die. That's actually confirmed.
Right, exactly. And it's amazing, Alex, when you do look at ancient history, just how many of the concepts that, I guess, you know, these Illuminati bloodlines have passed through history, they've taken the same concepts with them, only that the nature of the way they express themselves is changing. If something works, why change their technique? And he's absolutely right. Yes, they are using the same technique today. And anyway, what he said was these patches have to be replaced every 72 hours. So, and he said there are endless numbers of scientists in the secret projects who are patched. And another thing that they do is when they think that they've got everything from the scientists that they could possibly get, then they don't replace the patch because they want the guy to disappear without the ability to tell the story.
Well, let me stop you right there, David, because
He told me the microchip agenda in 1997, which is very interesting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he said that even in 1997, and we've seen some evidence of that since, he said outside the public arena, microchips are so small they can be inserted in a hypodermic needle during vaccination programs. And he said even people who have become aware of the microchip don't realize the full magnitude of it. It's not just an electronic tag, although that's definitely one level of it. He said, to me, again, 1997, it's not the messages going from the chip to the computer that are the prime reason for it, though it's one. It's the messages coming the other way. He said that they can isolate the microchip, take someone out physically through it. They can manipulate individuals or do en masse manipulations of our
emotions. Let me stop you. In my film, Road to Tyranny, I have a CBS News clip from 2000 where they say they're going to do this, and now they have the system. If you're depressed, this is the Associated Press.
Right.
They put a wire into the brain to make you feel better, David. Once we have the wire, we won't be so crazy anymore.
Right.
So they're openly now. So all this stuff that we talked about years ago is now right out in the open. We're about to go to calls because people have been really patient.
Okay.
But that's something, see, real and tangible, where they're all over the news saying every child needs one. Oh, this is so great. And then DARPA comes out a few months ago in the Baltimore newspaper and in the Boston paper and says, oh, we're going to put towers up to control your minds, and we're going to have Coke machines that project audio into the brain. You know, this is incredible, and they're really doing it.
The other thing the scientists said, by the way, was that they would use the excuse of replacing credit cards and credit card fraud with microchips holding your financial details. And just a few months ago, I'm sure you know, this company, which is to be watched like a hawk, Applied Digital Solutions came out and said that they wanted to replace credit cards with their microchips. So, like we said throughout this chat, Alex, what has been predicted is now in our face. It's now happening. It's not in the future. It's here.
Well, absolutely. It's here, folks. Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Does Mr. Ike have any speaking engagement in Arizona or anywhere out in the West?
Well, I spoke in Los Angeles
two weeks ago,
but nothing in that area since. So after that, no. But I'm open to any offers, you know.
All right. My other question is, I'm new to your literature. You speak of reptiles. Now, is that some kind of metaphor or code? And if so, you don't need to elaborate. I think I understand. But if it's not, if you're talking about these in a literal sense, I'd like you to elaborate.
Well, two things to that. First of all, in a literal sense, yes, not as a metaphor. When you're talking about something that is so way out, so fantastic, even to people who are opening their minds to things that other people are still closed to, then if I talked about it in the time we have left, then it would not do it justice. I mean, I've got a book, Children of the Matrix, which is 500-600 pages talking about this. That's what it takes to present this in a logical way. If you're talking in short clips, I mean, of course it's going to sound ridiculous. Of course it is. Just like, you know, once it was ridiculous to say the Earth was round, and unless it could be explained at length, then you know, have you heard of the law of gravity and all this stuff? It sounded ludicrous to people at that time who didn't know about the laws of gravity. So,
well, I mean, I'll put it in a nutshell and tell me if you think I'm wrong. And again, I don't go there. I don't go into flying saucers. I don't go into stuff I can't prove. I stick to, it's hard enough that they're on the news saying every child needs a microchip, but basically there's these interdimensional rulers of our planet that run the Illuminati as their servants, and that's basically what you're saying, Mr. Ike?
Yeah, I'm saying that this age-old term or concept, which is very much still there today.
The serpent in the garden.
Of possession. People being possessed by other dimensional entities which take over their mental and emotional processes is what is ultimately behind the Illuminati, and that these interbleeding Illuminati bloodlines going back to the ancient world are obsessed with holding their particular genetics because it makes this possession easier, and a lot of this stuff takes place in the very rituals that you've exposed yourself.
But then you get into the Bible, says that, you know, these people serve the devil, that the children of the devil. And real quick, though, and again, I don't even get into that because I can't prove it. I believe the Bible. I just don't get into it because it's so amazing. Mike, anything else?
Well, it just strikes me as rather curious that that he doesn't believe in Jesus, who's I think pretty well documented, but he does believe in reptiles, who most of us haven't had any experience with.
All right.
You'll believe something else, then, mate. That's real simple. Look at the evidence on both sides of some argument, and really look at the evidence rather than just say, yes, everyone knows that, which is a mistake a lot of people make, because everyone knows actually very little. As I said, 90-odd percent of what people believe is actually, in the end, not
well,
true.
David, you know what people say.
Then make a decision and believe what you want to believe and respect someone else's right to believe something
different.
It's so simple.
David. You know what people say about you, though. They say that you bring out all this stuff that's documented that I can prove, and then you add stuff like the reptiles, the reptoid rulers, onto it, then psychologically discrediting all the real stuff.
Well, they'll just have to believe that. So I am interested in what is happening in the world. I am not limited by a belief system, and I'm not limited by caring what other people think about me and worrying about whether people will ridicule what I say. I'm just interested in what's going on.
Well, I'm interested, David.
Make of it what you will. What you make of it is up to you.
Yeah, I'm interested, sir.
What people think of me is none of my business.
I'm interested in scientifically proving the things I say, which I can do, and then convincing rational people. And I'm saying with some of the stuff you add to this ice cream sundae you've built that I'm saying is real and based on reality, so you put the cherry on top. And I don't agree with the cherry you put on top. Tell you what, stay there. We got a break. We'll come back, jam a few more calls in here. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website, folks.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Day began with a special service
to rescue the hostages. You had
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit gcnlive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping, I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to. Thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, a news blitz with some top info coming up in the next segment. We're going to keep David a little bit in the next segment to finish up with the callers we've got on hold. But quickly, callers, have your question, your comment, and David, try to keep the answer short if you can to get to everybody. Brooke in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, thanks a lot. It's great to speak to David. In defense of David, I have a comment to make on the flack he's been taking about reptilians. I don't know if you're I don't know if you're aware of the fact, but the American Medical Association and the New England Journal of Medicine or School of Medicine throughout the 90s has said that one part of the human brain is reptilian.
Well, no, let me finish. Sir, look, that's just science that you got really three brains, and the one down that's attached to your spinal cord is a crocodile brain. It's almost identical and has the same makeup.
Well, who's to say that the bloodlines, the aristocratic bloodlines, don't have more reptilian DNA in them? And also, my last thing is, are you aware of the fact that David Rockefeller and Gianni Agnelli and Umberto Agnelli have died in the past year? Rockefeller last night.
You're kidding. David Rockefeller died last night?
That's right.
David, have you heard that?
No, I hadn't. Yeah, it's news to me.
That is ultra massive.
Yeah, massive. I was trying to get through to you for an hour to let you know that, because Agnelli, both of them, the brother died at 62, that's Umberto, and then Gianni Agnelli died at 67 last year, and these are all major Illuminati guys. Rockefeller died last night at 94.
Well, I don't even know. I mean, a lot of the evidence I have seen is that they staged their deaths because they obviously can't, come walking out looking much younger because of all the advanced technologies that they have. No, I know those technologies. That's real. We can demonstrate that, David.
Maybe there's a little reptilian in there.
Okay, well, maybe there's an Easter bunny, too.
Alex, I have no problem with that technology at all, because once you have an advanced knowledge of how things work, what seems impossible to the population and ludicrous and ridiculous suddenly becomes perfectly possible.
Okay, thanks for the call, Brooke. Well, I know they've got life extension technologies. I know the technology we see is at least 30 years old. I mean, that's admitted.
I'll tell you what's interesting is, very quickly on that question, though, Alex. When you look, and this is mainstream science, when you look at character traits that we supposedly get from the reptilian brain, which is the oldest part of the brain, they are the Illuminati to a T. It's cold-blooded behavior, behaving in ways that have no empathy with the consequences of people of your actions, a belief in top-down power over structures, a belief in might is right, a belief in territorialism, this is mine and no one else can have it. All these things and more, whatever you believe or don't believe about the reptilian aspect to this, the reptilian brain contains the character traits of the Illuminati.
Well, it is just science that, we've got that part of our brain. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Colorado. Rick, you're on the air with David Icke. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'd like to commend both of y'all for your fight against this infrastructure that exists today, pretty much. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
But I do want to say that I agree with David on the fact that religion has divided the people in this country, and I would like for him to expound a little bit more on the fact that various Jesus figures have appeared throughout history, pretty much throughout the many religions, and the tales
are very
similar.
That's what the New Age says, but I've looked at it. There's a big difference between Jesus Christ and Buddha. But thanks for the call, David.
Well, there's a big difference between Jesus Christ and Buddha, but when you look at entities worshipped pre-Christianity, like Mithra, like Tammuz, etc., and others, there's tremendous similarities. In fact, ludicrously similar concepts. And the reason, for instance, that we have Jesus being given the birthday of December the 25th and many of these other pre-Christian entities also is because they relate to the sun, the worship of the sun.
Well, now, all of that is true, but they say the occult came in and changed those dates. Let's take a call. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoun, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, David. It's really a pleasure to speak with you. I've been following your work since like 1999. I've read your last four books. The work that you and Alex do has totally consumed and changed my life. I've started my own organization called Truth, Teaching and Researching United States Treasonous Hierarchy. And at the risk of sounding like Cousin Eddie in the Vegas Vacation, I'd take a bullet for either one of you guys.
I tell you what, Tim, that's exactly what we need, is for people to pick the baton up and run with it. Because there isn't one baton here, there's as many as we want to create. And when people ask the question, what can little me do? Well, we can do whatever we choose to do. We can make a difference, or we can sit around making excuses why we can't.
We got a break. We'll come right back. Take a few final calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Ideal with legislation, documents, human history, what elites have done in the past, what they're setting up today. The government openly saying they may want to suspend the election. The giant prisons being built everywhere. The Federal Reserve being private. I can prove 100% all of that. Now, is there a lot of things that have been hidden from us? A lot of amazing things that show that truth is stranger than fiction? Undoubtedly, yes, that's the case. We don't know a lot. But I do know this New World Order is evil and a fraud. I would just challenge people to research everything for yourselves and to keep up, you know, to keep an open mind, but also to, you know, not believe everything I say or anybody else says. Check it out for yourself. But David Icke is, you know, a real force out there in the world. And I agree with him when he says you can be a force in the world. You can take action. I know you can do things. I know you can affect change, whether it's for good or bad. So let's try to jam a few final calls in here. Then we're going to have Bev Harris on with something that is totally documented, the stealing of elections, the fraud, the electronic voting machines. Real quick, and I mean quickly, callers, Anthony in Ohio, you're on the air with David Icke. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Go ahead.
Hi, David, everybody. Great to talk to you. I wanted to talk about abrupt climate change and that Pentagon report that came out in February where they predicted the U.K. would be like Siberia within 20 years or so. I wanted to know if David...
And notice there's a movie out at the very same time and saying the UN needs to take over. We need to have a world tax to save us. I mean, yes, does the earth change? Yes, but are they using this for propaganda right now? Yes. I mean, first it was global warming. Now it's cooling. Comments, David?
No more to say, really, except that, you know, I agree with you. It's another massive con. In fact, there's a famous environmentalist in Britain who's come out very recently, last week or so, who's actually showing that the whole foundation of the theory of global warming, i.e. the so-called greenhouse gases, is impossible.
But the problem is the globalists can manipulate the weather themselves and create spot crises and then go, oh, give up your rights. Problem, reaction, solution. Thanks for the call, Anthony. Sean in Colorado. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My question is for David here. I see in the Bible a lot of it is written, over two-thirds is written on faith and love. And I do believe that half of Jesus' message is faith. And if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move the mountain with your mind. You can walk on water. You can take a fish and a loaf of bread and feed 1,000 people. Now, my question to you is this. Where does faith come into your picture?
Well, faith is belief. And belief creates and constructs reality. Mainstream scientific research concur with. We construct reality on the basis of our belief. Psychological experiments have shown that up to and sometimes more than 50% of the detail that enters the eyes is reconstructed by the brain before it hits the visual cortex and becomes the world we think is around us. Get someone's belief and they will construct that reality. Yes, that makes absolute sense with you if you want to connect belief and faith.
Okay, gotta let that caller go. We'll get to Bernard and Brad, but I'm sorry, not with David, because he's got to go in 1 minute. We've got another guest coming on real quick with an update on the electronic voting machines. But John in Tennessee, last caller for David. Go ahead.
I want to apologize for David Icke. I lived in England for 10 years with the Air Force and British Motorsport. And the reason so many Europeans are not religious is because the Illuminati and Jewish Freemasons infiltrated governments and used state religion for taxation and genocide, so that turns people off. The Church of England was invented by King Henry VIII to legalize divorce so he could cut off his wives' heads, and he banned the English Bible. Even the word Christianity is a Jewish invention under penalty of death, since Jesus' real name was Yahshua and God's real name is Yahweh. And England was the first Christian nation, not Israel or Italy. As for New Age science, ESP is just prayer and radio waves. Atoms can never be destroyed by explosions or time, according to every scientist on Earth. And so-called Christians who love George Bush believe God is so powerless that he can't control time and space and can't control evolution via genetics and DNA. So Jewish communism is an atheist religion, and that's how the Illuminati divide and conquer.
Okay, John, thanks for the call. I don't agree that Jews run the New World Order. I think evil people do. David Icke, final comments?
I would agree with that in this sense that one of the great defense mechanisms that the Illuminati use against researchers is when you mention the Rothschilds, they scream anti-Semite. Shabbat, a number of events shut down over the years because people have targeted venues and said that I'm going to say it's all a great Jewish plot because I mentioned the Rothschilds. The Illuminati work through all races, and they use them, and then they discard them, just like they do with individuals. This is beyond Earth races, this whole story, and those that blame just the Jews just forget that Jewish people as a whole have been victims of this Illuminati over the centuries and not perpetrators of it. But are some of the members in the, like the Rothschilds, call themselves Jewish? Yes. But doesn't mean it's a Jewish plot.
All right, David Icke, very interesting 2 hours. Thanks for coming on, and I hope to have you back up sometime.
Pleasure, Alex. All the best, mate.
Take care. All right, folks, you wanted it. Hundreds of emails. Have David Icke on. We did it. I don't agree with some of the things he has to say, obviously, but if it gets you thinking, so be it. Now joining us from Austin, Texas, we had her on the first 30 minutes. She'll be on for the rest of the broadcast with us. Take a few calls here in a moment. Is Bev Harris, who documents things 100%, and she is the forefront of exposing electronic voting machine fraud, and she's here in Austin, Texas, doing research. She's on a 14-state tour. And, Bev, good to have you on with us.
Well, hi there, again.
Coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. at the Capitol in the main rotunda area, you're going to be there. Do you have any details of how folks can come down to the Capitol for this rally for transparency in voting?
We need as many people there as possible because, remember, it makes a big difference. In fact, they're thinking nationwide that Austin may set the pace for the country. So get down there and show folks that you want to get, that you want to get auditable voting and you want transparency in the election system.
Absolutely, Andy. And so that's coming up. But do you have the details of where exactly it'll be at the Capitol tomorrow?
It's going to be in the rotunda, I believe, and it's going to be at 11 o'clock. And so it'd be better to get there about 10:45, get ready, and make a showing.
All right. And then tomorrow night you're going to be at a local community event. And tell folks about that.
Yeah, I've got a fundraiser, and the fundraising is going directly for consumer protection in this next election. Excuse me, we're going to need it. It's going to be at the Unitarian Church, I believe. And that will be from 7 to 10. And I will be producing some, I will be reporting some information that nobody has got yet, which is coming from our 14-state tour of some of the things that we have been. What we've been doing is what nobody else has been doing is going directly into the belly of the beast.
You've been chronicling the federally engineered fraud at the local level at the point-blank range.
Because, you know, an election always takes place at the local level.
Well, it certainly does, Bev. And you know, I wanted to get you back on because U.S. mulling how to delay or cancel November vote in case of attack, and the same people that helped put in these electronic no-record voting machines are the ones now talking about canceling the election. This is outrageous. Your comments on that?
It is absolutely outrageous, and we have to nip this in the bud. And let me tell you something. In the event that there was some sort of a problem, the only reason it should ever even be postponed for a day is in specific locations where it's physically impossible to hold an election. But let me tell you, what they should be talking about, if they're talking about this at all, is Plan B. Plan B. All paper, get some pencils. Give the day off to count the votes. We can roll up our sleeves and do what we're can-do people. What are we talking about with canceling and postponing elections?
But then we can't have, you know, a no audit trail. We've got to have the fraud. We can't have the old-fashioned paper ballot.
Oh, gosh. Wouldn't that be great?
That doesn't allow centralized fraud of the entire system, Bev.
Well, you know, this is the great thing. When we start demanding these simple, simple things, it puts the onus on the other folks to justify why they're coming up with these ridiculous ideas. And
well,
they should have to justify it.
Bev, here's a parallel with what's happening here. You know, they call no audit trail, caught coast to coast, engaged in fraud, manipulating votes. They call that freedom and say we're bad to want an audit trail or a record or a receipt. Meanwhile, they appoint a government, appoint a president. He declares martial law in Iraq. They put the Baathist and the communist into power, and then they call that a democracy. I mean, so now puppet governments, canceled elections, appointed Supreme Court governments, I guess this is freedom. They're relabeling tyranny as freedom, Bev.
Well, you know, the thing is, yes, we have to just keep, we got to keep them honest. I know, don't laugh, you know, but be silent is not the answer. Every single time we hear stuff like, we need to cancel elections to protect democracy. Absolutely the opposite. No, we don't cancel democracy for fear. You know, our sons and daughters are dying to vote, literally. And we need to get out there and stop this kind of talk and just, you know, when you hear something like that, just say, nope, not having it, and speak up.
Well, Bev, go back to what you brought up earlier. I mean, the very new federal body created by Bush that oversees the Federal Elections Commission, these are the guys putting in the voting machines, these scam systems. They're the people saying cancel the election or postpone it.
I'm very concerned about this. They're also the people who are saying we don't really think it's a good idea to have election monitors. What is that?
Now, give us
why
the names and the
idea?
Give us the names and the mechanism.
Forrest DeSores is the head of it, and I'll tell you some of the same people that put the touchscreen voting machines in: Britton Williams, Paul Kraft, Danetta Davidson, and these kinds of people. The same people that pushed the unauditable systems down our throat are the ones that got appointed to this new committee. And what's really strange about that is they created a fiasco. We all know that. You know, we've got states that are decertifying it and counties that are rescinding their contracts. We've got lawsuits in multiple locations. Why would you choose people who had put that kind of fiasco in place and put them into a national committee, which is supposed
well,
to...
Well, it's a damage control. It's like Bush appointing the 9/11 Commission and calling it independent.
And I'll tell you what else to expect. Okay, this is something I'm finding out in my research. There is a company called Vote Here, which wants to produce a cryptographic technique where you basically get some sort of a receipt and then get a code number, go compare something with the internet.
And that's an algorithm. That's an algorithm within the scam or a certification on the machines.
Right. Yeah. Still, you got a couple of people who you don't know controlling everything and just doing the simple thing: count the ballots.
It's simple. When you come in, you're given a vote number, not even off your name, and then it prints off into a ballot box for recounts.
Exactly. And you know what? This is the funny thing. Why are we spending billions and billions and billions of dollars when if they can't find enough people to count the vote, give the day off then and tell them, okay, we can count the vote this way. I mean, we're doing amazing things just simply to get away from having evidence of what the vote is and counting it properly in front of many eyes. And I'm telling you, this is really this Vote Here company, its system inside. I just recently read memos indicating they're putting it into the Diebold system. I didn't know that. It's in the Sequoia system. You know, we're going to be... Listen, we've got this company that no one knows anything about putting some sort of cryptography inside the voting system.
And that no one's allowed to look at it because, quote, it's proprietary software.
Yeah, and we're the cryptographers who know best. And if you look at who's on the board of this company, you're right. I don't mean to sound alarmist, but these are CIA directors. You know, Robert Gates is on the board. One of the guys on the Defense Policy Board, Admiral Bill Owens, was
former
the chairman
NSA.
Of the board. Yeah, and he was the chairman of the board for many years. My state is Washington State. Our Secretary of State stepped down and took a position as chairman of the board, and he didn't even wait the 1 year required. He waited like 3 days, went over and took that, and now they're pushing the system into our state. We have to be up to speed on this stuff, and we have to speak up and say, no, I don't want that system. This is what I want, and don't back down. And I'll tell you the hint from when they're trying to switch over to these cryptography things, ballot versus trail. If they're talking about a paper ballot, that's what we want. They're talking about a paper trail. They're generally planning to switch over into this cryptography stuff at a later date.
All right, Bev.
It's the trail.
Bev Harris, I know you're busy. I'm going to let you go. But I know tomorrow you're going to be bringing out some instances of how they're paying the people off locally to go along with this with the thousands of county clerks. And,
oh, yes.
And I want to get you up for an hour later this week after you've gotten out of town. to go over this with us. But tomorrow, 10:45, inside the Capitol, folks, just ask the state police, hey, where's the people about the voting machines? And they'll direct you into the rotunda. And then tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and Bev, the website's blackboxvoting.org. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much for coming on.
Thank you.
You bet. You're awesome. Take care. I just really wanted to promote that today, so I had her on in the first 30 minutes and then had her back on for a few minutes now. Boy, this broadcast has just blasted past us, but I'm going to come back and take a few final calls from folks that have been holding the longest. But look at this New York Times article. A secret conference thought to rule the world. Another new New York Times article saying, yeah, they basically appointed John Edwards at the Bilderberg Group meeting. And our comment is, you know, it's coming down to the wire. When the New York Times talks about Bilderberg and world government, externalization of the hierarchy has never been more apparent. That's on PrisonPlanet.com and TV and InfoWars right now. Arafat says Israel masterminded Tel Aviv bombing, Jerusalem Post. Palestinian Authority Chairman Yasser Arafat condemned Sunday's Tel Aviv bombing explosion that was claimed by Aska Martyrs Brigades, accusing Israel of masterminding the attack. Arafat suggested the attack was an act of provocation carried out by Israel following the ruling by the International Court of Justice in The Hague against the West Bank security fence. Arafat said, "We are against such kinds of bombings, and you must never forget that the Israelis are completely behind it, as they have been in the past." By the way, Israel, Yasser Arafat, isn't the only person. I don't support him. He's Bilderberg minion. They're all together on this. It was Yitzhak Rabin, right before he was killed, said this. Speaking to reporters after a meeting of the UN Relief and Workers Agency, Commissioner General Peter Hansen, Arafat added, "You know who is behind these acts, which are aimed at harming the court decision. Europe knows it. The Americans, the Egyptians, the Jordanians, and the Israelis also know it." So see, it's becoming mainstream that governments blow up their own people to blame it on their enemy and keep the crisis going. Oh my gosh. Look at these articles. Birth control, pill and sewage, blame for sex change in fish. London Telegraph, and you're still drinking tap water. Prince sounds new nanotech alarm. Oh, man, it's just so much, folks. We'll come back, take a few final calls, wrap up this global transmission against tyranny. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Anti-war group says its ad is rejected. They just wanted to put up a billboard, a bunch of them. They were trying to buy them from Clear Channel, that owns most of the billboards, a large portion of them, that said red, white, and blue, with the words, democracy is best taught by example, not war. And Clear Channel says, no, you can't buy billboards from us. I mean, come on, folks. And then they buy up everything. You see, this is the monopoly we're talking about. Very, very serious and very, very dangerous. And again, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. We all need to quit using that term. But it wouldn't matter what the billboard said. As long as it wasn't profane, they should be able to buy that advertising. It's like gun ads can't be in most newspapers now. We just don't take that, they say. You see where this leads, folks? Before we talk to Bernard and Randy, and I'm trying to jam Mike in here, before I do that, go to Infowars.com and go to the secure online shopping cart and order my films and get them out to people and wake folks up. Because the stuff I cover is all documented. It's not speculative. It's provable. It's demonstrable. And that's why it's so effective. Get my 9/11 films. Get the new 9/11 films we carry. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Spread the word. Sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch them all online. The toll-free number to order the films is 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get the videos. Call. Ask questions about the films. Make a purchase. We need your support. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Bernard in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm going to keep it short today. I know you're short of time. Listen, you're my favorite person in the whole world. I'm going to address you as Dr. Jones. And I love
no, that's
your...
my dad, not me.
Let me tell you something. You know, stick to your straightforward stuff. Your guest's a nice guy. You know, he's got some good stuff. But, you know, if you don't get out, you got to forget about faith and all. You got to get out there and make some noise about real things. But one thing I want to talk about is this woman, Bev Harris. This is the most important thing in the world. And I want to put a suggestion out to people to think about what we need to do about the vote. Think about all the elderly people. There's no way they can even vote. Why don't we vote on the telephone with PIN number, your Social Security number? How many elderly people in this country will never be able to vote? And they know it. They've been cut out of Medicare. Cheated in every way. It's just horrible. I want your comment.
Well, yeah, a lot of older folks don't even know how to work, you know, any type of computer, and I don't blame them. They were never taught on them, and it's a great point. Thanks for the call. Really good point. Who's up next here? Rodney in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, something else that's very provable. Yesterday's Baltimore Sun, it was talking about how Julio Chavez, the president of Venezuela, has decided to use the very corrupt voting machines that we're having over here in our country, and it even cited the company, Senator Chuck Hagel's company out of Omaha, Nebraska. Your comments, please.
You got to love it. Chuck Hagel, people vote for Chuck Hagel on his machines, and he wins by landslides when the polls say the opposite. No, it's true. I mean, it's just a joke.
And just one other thing, Alex said, this has caused outrage over in Venezuela. The people over there, they're fully aware of it, but we're over here dead asleep.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Mike in Ohio, last caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I talked to a man that worked with a large corporation a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And I asked him what the ISO might have to do with globalism and one world order, because they involve a lot of the corporations now. And he didn't seem to think that had anything to do with it. What do you think?
What? I didn't hear what you said.
International Standardization Organization Technology.
Oh, of course. Yeah, and the OECD and all of them. It's to merge.
Why would he tell me that he didn't think that was part of it?
Oh, that's ridiculous. I mean, state laws are all run past these boards that make sure they fit into all the treaties.
And
look, our Supreme Court says they're following the UN. We're out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. God bless you all.
Terrorism.